ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former FBI Director James Comey in a Virginia federal courtroom this morning. It'll be his first court appearance in the Justice Department case accusing him of lying to Congress. President Trump is suggesting that federal workers furloughed during the shutdown may not get their back pay when the government reopens. Six of the nation's top doctors speaking out against Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Department of Health.
For decades, surgeons general have issued warnings to the public on everything from the effects of cigarettes and alcohol to guidance on mental health. Now these former surgeons general, who worked under every Democratic and Republican president since George H.W. Bush, including one appointed by President Trump in his first term, are warning Americans about their own health leaders, saying they felt compelled to speak out because they believe Kennedy is endangering the health of the nation.
ABC senior political correspondent Rachel Scott. Peace talks continuing in Egypt on ending the now two-year-old war in Gaza. This is ABC News. The arrest earlier this year of seven men thought responsible for a series of burglaries of pro athletes' homes has not stopped the break-ins. The latest target, New Orleans Saints Cam Jordan.
Security footage has led to the arrest of two men accused of burglarizing Cam Jordan's home in Jefferson Parish. Now police investigating about a dozen similar break-ins on pro athletes want to know
whether it's loosely connected or directly connected.
Sheriff Joe Lapinto says
sometimes you have copycats.
He notes that the men accused of breaking into Cam Jordan's home are from Georgia.
I'm sure he'll get his revenge on the playing field when we go back and play Atlanta.
Warrants have been issued for two other suspects. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez could be charged with felonies if the truck driver with whom he fought over the weekend needs long-term care.
Aggravated battery is even a more serious charge or crime that could potentially be at play here.
Prosecutor Ryan Mears, Sanchez was stabbed and arrested after an altercation over a parking space in Indianapolis. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We may be in the heart of Packer Nation here in Green Bay, but the Brewers are the talk of the town right now. The Brew Crew beat the Cubs Monday night in Milwaukee, putting them one win away from a trip to the National League Championship. The Brewers take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field in Chicago this afternoon at 4:08. It's a pricey draw for those heading down to watch the game in person. Tickets on the resale market are starting in the 200s, with first-level seats reaching over $1,000. If you'd rather stick around here and take in the game at a local sports bar, a lot of places are running specials for the game and an exciting atmosphere for fans to cheer on the Brew Crew. Many fans say they are hoping the Brewers can reverse their postseason fortunes and do it for the Uke this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers recently signed a bipartisan bill into law in an effort to crack down on the potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation. It also prohibits publishing an artificially generated image of a person who can be identified with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are again focusing on free speech. They're proposing a bill that would punish universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes, and would even have to note violations on admissions documents. 19 states have similar bills up for consideration right now. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Game 3, Brewers and Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field. First pitch at 4:08 this afternoon. It'll be Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester's first career start in the postseason.
And yeah, man, I'm going to be fired up. I'm already starting to feel that anxious, that good nerves. I'm fired up.
What's it like for the right-hander who just turned 25 years old? Manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Hey, Murph, with Quinn getting the start, just what's impressed you about his growth this entire season?
Yeah. How rapid it's been. This guy went from, you know, being a triple-A pitcher for the last couple of years to emerging as a real presence, giving his team a chance very often. And just to see that happen right before your eyes, and it's pretty special. He's still a young pitcher.
NBA, ESPN.com again reporting the Bucks engaged in trade talks that could have sent Giannis to the Knicks. The Bucks say they've always kept in close contact with Giannis in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 57 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 30s to low 40s. Warmer by the lake. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, my love on over across the tracks, and she began a man a wailing sad. I must admit they had a rocking band, man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, way down south they had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, get to hear them play a tango, and in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for a congo, so keep a rocking that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a black beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, well, it's got rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me,
Wednesday morning on local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. A great looking morning. A chill in the air this morning.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The picture, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
Everyday people, yeah, yeah. There is a blue one who can accept the green one for living at the end. stop making music like this? We don't know either.
7.9 WGBW. It is going to be a big celebration for James Taylor and the Grand Ole Opry next month. James is going to perform at the Nashville venue on Tuesday, November 11th as part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebration. Now, you may be thinking, I don't know that James Taylor is necessarily country, obviously, but he has collaborated with quite a few country artists and some big names, too. Chris Stapleton, Vince Gill, Alison Krauss. So I'm guessing there's going to be another duet in the works. So if you have a bucket list dream to go to Nashville and to hear some great music, James Taylor, November 11th at the Grand Ole Opry.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with Rainbow Rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's is through with me. Bye-bye, love.
Local news, timeless hits, a 97.9 WGBW. Never say goodbye. In fact, keep it here because another local news update is less than 5 minutes away right here on WGBW.
There was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, Lord, he was.
Yes, he was.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Nearly 400 animals were rescued from one Wisconsin property this week. Authorities say they were responding to reports of animals running loose in Plymouth, a town of less than 1,000 people near the Wisconsin Dells. What they found when they got there was what they're calling a significant case of animal neglect. Multiple animal welfare organizations are helping to care for the 393 animals recovered. That includes 126 rabbits, 35 goats, 5 horses, 136 chickens, 10 puppies, and 81 adult dogs. Authorities say the animals were voluntarily surrendered. 2 people were arrested on suspicion of animal neglect. Animal care experts say hoarding situations like this often start with good intentions that just spiral out of control. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a WisPolitics report, Governor Evers recently told reporters that he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown. Evers referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 57 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 30s to low 40s. Warmer by the lake. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. A night like tonight with Pete Schwaba. He welcomes a dietitian and nutritionalist in the 6 o'clock
every
hour.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Never leave me. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
singing along, especially with the Rascals.
Tell me what ailing me. Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the same."
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 in WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and yesterday everybody was kind of a buzz. What is the big decision two? The second big decision from LeBron James. Where's he going? What's he doing? Retirement? What's going to happen? If you remember, the first decision was everything was all hyped up when he announced that he was going to go to the Miami Heat. And that's where the famous line, "taking my talents to South Beach," came from. Well, yesterday, no, nothing. It was to announce that he is now going to have his own liquor company. So it was just a commercial. Big advertisement. So in some real sports about the Brewers and about the Packers, Mike Clemens is coming up with actual news. Part of your next local news update. Some national news in there as well. The forecast. It is all coming up at 10 o'clock right here on WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotion materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WGBW.fm and click events. You're welcome.
WGBW.
to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Have we officially turned the dial? Is it going to feel more like fall now permanently? Because it's chilly. It's going to warm up a little bit later throughout the day, but I feel that chill in the air.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no
we'll be right back.
97.9 WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Song. yabba dabba, early morning singing songs.
Good morning, Starshine, and good morning to you. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
I saw you sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. But I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. One little flower in my hand, but I knew she had made me happy.
I'm Sherry Preston. Former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to Justice Department charges that he lied to Congress. The judge has set a trial date of January 5th. Joan Kennedy, ex-wife of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, has died at the age of 89. She was a mental health advocate and the mother of three children. She died in her sleep. Six former surgeons general have all signed an op-ed in the Washington Post, sharply critical of Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's health policies, including vaccine recommendations. Dr. Richard Carmona served as George W. Bush's surgeon general. His advice to parents:
get your children vaccinated, and unfortunately disregard what you're hearing from Secretary Kennedy and many of his political appointees who continue to provide mis- and disinformation to confuse the public.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been handed out to three scientists for their work on groundbreaking discoveries. This is ABC News. A missing cat who had made a home at a Lowe's store in Virginia is now back home after going on a joyride. ABC's Michelle Franson explains what happened.
Francine, the cat has been a fixture at the Lowe's store in Richmond for more than 8 years. Known and loved by employees and customers. But in September, when Francine disappeared, the store camera showed she got spooked and hitched a ride on a truck that ended up at a sister distribution site 85 miles away. That set off a search, with animal control setting up humane traps and posting photos of Francine that went viral on social media. Staffers got the call about 2 weeks later, and Francine was found and is back in the store. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dolly Parton's sister Frida recently posted asking for prayers as Parton undergoes some medical issues. Now she says she didn't mean to scare anybody, but she does believe in the power of prayer, as her big sister has been a little under the weather. I'm Sherry Creston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We may be in the heart of Packer Nation here in Green Bay, but the Brew Crew beat the Cubs Monday night in Milwaukee, putting them one win away from a trip to the National League Championship. The Brewers take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field in Chicago this afternoon at 4:08. It's a pricey draw for those heading down to watch the game in person. Tickets on the resale market are starting in the 200s, with first-level seats reaching over $1,000. If you'd rather stick around here and take in the game at a local sports bar, a lot of places are running specials for the game and an exciting atmosphere for fans to cheer on the Brew Crew. Many fans say they are hoping the Brewers can reverse their postseason fortunes and do it for the Uke this year. Wisconsin